After 3 years of the COVID pandemic, the Hemp Health and Innovation Expo is coming to Brisbane this weekend. The exhibition shows how versatile hemp can be for our health, food, and the environment. I started asking co-director of the Hemp Health and Innovation Expo, Evan Alexander, what the exhibition will include.
We started in 2016. I think this is about our 10th, 11th event. COVID obviously took a fair divot out of that, but this is our second event in Brisbane. We've done Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne, Sydney, and Launceston. And the expo is about the cannabis and the hemp plant, and I guess reducing the stigma and shining a light on the many versatilities in and around how the plant can be used, or what it could be used for.
So as you mentioned, hemp and cannabis have proven to be a versatile material, not just for health purposes. Could you please expand on this?
Firstly, it's probably worth quickly differentiating, obviously, between hemp and cannabis. So although sort of stemming from the same plant, hemp is referred to as, there's a number of compounds in cannabis, terpene, cannabinoids. So we have THC, CBD, which is the one that's becoming so popular now for health reasons. The hemp plant has negligible levels of THC. So, you know, you can grow acres and acres of it, and someone can sit down and consume the entire thing, and all they're going to get is a belly full of fiber. The plant in and of itself has multiple uses. It's a crop that, from broadacre farming perspective, you know, uses, it's easily grown. It's got a negative impact upon the environment, whereby it's actually putting nutrients back into the soil. So as pertains to a lot of the crops that we are utilising for some of the things that we do today, hemp has many benefits that are underutilised.
Also, hemp and cannabis have some stigma from some people out there in the community. But why do you think we're switching our minds to accept more these products?
I think the plant in and of itself is iconic. Without delving too far into the history, what you've got is a situation whereby essentially, the plant's been used for millennia, from the Chinese and Persian cultures forever, right up until, you know, maybe 100 years ago, cannabis was being used medicinally. Essentially, you know, the story is that the American cotton farmers, and, you know, for other reasons too, had the plant banned. You know, it was called the wacky weed, and the stigma placed around it. The plant is amazing, whether it's for our minds, whether it's for building, whether it's for bioplastics, whether it's for making fuel, whether it's for building, medicinal, whether it's for mind expansion. And so I guess that now we're in a position where slowly and gradually people are able to see, as things move along legally, legislatively and otherwise, that the world hasn't fallen apart as the plant's been legalized, decriminalized, and legislated. More and more people start to accept the plant in general.
So one of the big deterrents of people trying to get hemp products or, you know, cannabis is the legislation around it. Do you believe we will see cannabis and hemp decriminalized soon in Australia?
We already have. I mean, in the ACT, you're allowed to grow 3 plants at home. You're allowed to smoke in your own home, adults over the age of 18. The ACT has taken it one step further. The problem that we're seeing now in Australia is lots of different state rules versus federal ruling.
That was co-director of the Hemp Health and Innovation Expo, Evan Alexander.